earlier up here in your South Lake Tahoe office. I'm just here to introduce item number 12 in your packet. I'm actually currently the grant manager for the Proposition 84 Rivers and Ranches grant, and it's comprised of three major components. One is water quality monitoring, focusing on bacteria. Another is grazing implementation practices on different private properties, and we actually have three different projects going. This is our last field season. And the last component is education and outreach. And Shane Fryer from the Alpine Watershed Group is here today because he's actually a subcontractor to the grant, and he's been an integral process in ushering all the grazing management practices that have been going on in the ACR program that's located in Alpine County. And he's also done and planning more education and outreach to show all the progress they've done there. So this is a great item. Save the best for last, and you actually don't have to make a decision. You just get to listen and enjoy. So with that, Shane, go for it.
Good afternoon, Board. My name is Shane Fryer. I'm with the Alpine Watershed Group, just been introduced here, but I'm a coordinator with the group. And I'd also like to introduce two other lovely ladies in the audience here. There's Sarah Gritton-Green. She's our director. And Nicole Lupe-Miller. She's our SNAP member. And they've all been involved in this project, and they've been critical to it all. So I want to first learn how to run this thing here. Oh, thank you. Get into first gear here. So we are the Alpine Watershed Group. We're a citizen group that comes together, non-for-profit in Markleyville, that's really focused on the health of our watersheds. We do this by bringing our citizens together and having them involved in citizen science projects, but also working through our communities, working through private businesses, ranches, and things like that to look at opportunities to bring environmental health, community health, and just love of the outdoors together. I also want to thank three people that were critical to this project. First is board member Don Jardine. He's been absolutely wonderful. He's a great resource within our community. He's shown us incredible support, and we wouldn't be able to open these doors without him. Also, as two of your staff members, Carly Nielsen and Cindy Weiss, have just been absolutely incredible. They've given us wonderful support the entire time, and we couldn't ask for more. We've also collaborating with the Sierra Business Council too, and Greg Jones with them has also been amazing to work with. So what inspires our group are these large iconic meadows within Alpine County, where the Truckee has beautiful areas, but they have these ginormous reservoirs like Tahoe, Stampede, Boca. That are huge water supplies. Up in Alpine County, we really don't have these. We have small ones like Cables Lake or Red Lake and things like that, but it's really our meadows that are these reservoirs of water that we try to protect for water quality, for habitat, and they're very inspiring to us. And we've brought a really close group of friends together. We are all friends that we can collaborate together and talk about our landscapes and look for ways to protect them and really bring awareness to the area. We do that through our citizens monitoring group. We now have close to 32 dedicated citizens that come in, residents that come in from Gardnerville, from South Lake, and our community itself that do ambient water quality monitoring. I'll talk about some of the bacteria monitoring you do later on. We also are very involved in our schools, and having the subcontracts been critical getting into our schools and talking to them about our food chain and how we can protect our landscapes and have these ranches too. We also do lots of restorations. Our Markleyville Creek Day is coming up soon, September 15th, I believe. Is that right? 12th. Sorry about that. Last year, still in my head here. But we do things like we go out in our meadows and we pull weeds. We also do lots of biomechanical treatments on our stream banks. And we get groups of 50 or so individuals together to come out and work in our creeks and our streams with us. So this is Alpine County. This is a map. And Alpine County is so critical and special because it lies on the headwaters of five major watersheds. And if you look up there, we just got the little upper part of the Truckee, but that is definitely a crown jewel in our little crown watersheds up here. Have any of you been up to Mice Meadows before or Shower Lake? Isn't that a stunning area, just watching the basin drop out below you? So we enjoy all our watersheds very much, but today we're going to be talking about the Carson River and the West Carson particularly. This is our site here, the Ace Hereford Ranch. We're on the West Carson. It's about just to exit California and go into Nevada here. So this is part of protecting a critical water supply for Carson City, for Fallon, for Dayton, and all these areas. So right on the border here, here's the Ace Hereford Ranch. You can see 395 to the north of us here, and we'll come a little closer to the ranch here, and we'll have a little boundary of the ranch here. So I want to point out two of your other employees who this wouldn't have been possible without, but Bruce Warden and Lisa Petrusa have been collaborating with us for 4 years now, and we've been sampling. I wish I had a laser pointer here.
Oh, you do. It's the middle button, round circle. There you go.
Up here at the top here. We've been collaborating on a bacterial monitoring for 4 years now, looking at E. coli and coliform in the West Carson River. And we know in the summertime it can get very, very high. And just by casual observation, it looks that like that correlates fairly well with cows coming onto the ranches that time of year. So this was already a hot spot that we're just like, if we can start improving here, we can take care of this problem. But here's the Ace Hereford Ranch in total. I'm not sure if you've met our landowners yet, but Valerie Gordon and Devere Dressler purchased the ranch 2 years ago now. So this is a brand new ranch, and they came in with it with a very different perspective from most of kind of the old blood within the area, where they had the impetus to change things and change things up. They're already collaborating with the NRCS, and they wanted to come to us and ask us to help too. So between NRCS and Prop 84 dollars, we've been able to do a whole lot on the ranch here. The landscape of the ranch is really important because we wanted to talk first about pasture management and where we can bring cows away from the river and improve those pastures, and where we couldn't bring the cows away, how to offsite the water and how to prevent direct contact of cattle in the pasture here. So this upper area here in the very top, this is Wade Valley. And Wade Valley comes way, way back around and has very little return back to the Carson River. So that's an area where if we can improve pasture utilization, we wouldn't have that E. coli coming back into the Carson River again through return. Right now, a lot of the ranching is focused right on the corridor here. And here's where we really focused on riparian fencing and trying to introduce filtration to prevent some of that really contaminated return water from coming back into the river again. Not going to go through this, but here's kind of like our major focus areas: riparian fencing, creating wetlands for filtration, improving resource, improving infrastructure to protect the landscape there, and creating large wetlands. And I'll talk about the Snowshoe Thompson Ditch here later on too, because this was definitely the big engineering part of the project. So first we have our improved riparian fencing area. We've had some difficulties with this, but we've done a considerable amount of fencing along the property right now, trying to keep cows out of the area, out of this. The ranch experiences really severe floodings during parts of the year. Sadly, that hasn't been a problem really for these past 3 years or so. We would like to see some flooding. Just joking. but we've also been working with large boulders and materials and bringing them into the floodplain area so a large flood event doesn't tear out this fencing and then we have to replace it year after year after year. So we're working with a lot of natural materials trying to do blockading from the river. We're doing plantings, so hopefully in the future to create more of a vegetative buffer around the river, but also fencing where it's at, where there's heavy use and where it's best used. In a few places where we couldn't offsite water up to cows, we tried to block off the river as much as we possibly can. So here, cows and horses can come down and drink directly from the river. But you can see we tried to block off as much as we can. We've done some planting in this area where they can literally just stick their heads out and drink. But we can't get more than two horses or two cows in there at any one point. And we can clean these areas and really prevent a lot of bacteria, that nutrients from coming back into the river again. This is kind of the main area before. If you looked at the map before, if you can kind of remember it in your mind, they do a flood irrigation on their pasture up here. So they bring water out of the carson at the top of the pasture, and they drain through about 30% of the property. Then it comes back out as return. When they purchased the property, this area here right around the ranch was just a big mud pit. Water was returning directly through the corrals, through the barn, through all their impact, through all their area. And if we move here in the future, we've done working with NRCS too, and they've been a big part of this. We've been able to culvert a lot of this water up, bring it into a holding pond, letting it settle out a little bit. We've been able to do some planting around the holding pond. Water that does return across hits these tree islands now and these plantings to help break it up and disperse it and hold it on the landscape a little bit more. And We're also, we'll come back a little bit more, hold it on the landscape a little bit more, and we're also above working on some wetland plantings and things like that to hopefully do a little filtration before it returns. So we're hoping with Lisa Petrus in the sampling that we can show a direct benefit to these waterways with this. Our second projects, we're really working with infrastructure. I wish I had a before picture of this bridge, but this thing was an old railroad car that was thrown across the river here with some planks across it that like cows were falling through and everything else, and they were terrified to use this bridge. And so they've been driving the cows from their fields through the river back and forth for a time. So by improving this bridge, we've melded these big metal pans now that fit over the top of the car, and we decided to go with a organic material, this mulch on top, so it's easily replaced. After it breaks down, after years, we can scoop it up and put new material back in cheaply, and if it does become really contaminated and gross, we can scoop it up and clean it as it goes, too. This is all done in collaboration with our ranchers and with Devere and Valerie. And so we've been working together with this hand in hand. This is another site. So we're going to start moving up into that Wade Valley area. And it's been very difficult for them to bring cows up into Wade Valley, which is hydrologically more sound to do their grazing up in that area, just because of the infrastructure on the ranch. If you look before, this was the old road that used to go up into Wade Valley before. It's not much more of a drainage ditch now. We're working to get plants and boulders and materials in that road slash ravine right now at this point to help hold some of that water back, to help hold some of the turbidity and things like that. But we engineered for them a very nice road that's a 10-foot wide road here that's graded well, that's out slopes, that doesn't capture water now, and removes a lot of those turbidity issues that were coming down from the ranch there. And this is kind of our final project I want to talk about that kind of fits into some wetlands here too. This is the Snowshoe Thompson Ditch. I should have the map in between here because I'm kind of hopping all around the ranch here. The ranch itself is over 980 acres, so it's a really large ranch. During the 1997 flood, huge landslides blocked off the Snowshoe Thompson Ditch. So it's been now close to 12, 13 years since water has run through this ditch. And it blocked off a lot of the water resources that went into Wade Valley and limited the ability to use that for pasture up there. Part of our project was to revitalize that pasture and bring those cows away from the river. So here, you can see the large cliffs here. We had to, over a mile and a half along, and you'll see a video here in a bit that shows some of the drops. There's a 300-foot cliff drop right on the side there. So we were working with a construction company to come in and re-dig out this ditch with their excavators and stuff high up on the cliff side here. It looks a little bit more like a road now, but we're just like preparing the ditch itself for coming in. And here's actually some photos of the ditch itself now. So this is the snowshoe where it lands, where it slid over and over again. We have it culverted, so there's only 150-foot like sections of culvert there, so we don't lose the ditch in the next flood that comes through. But here, I'll show, this is the first wetting of the ditch. So right now, the water master allowed 4 CFS to come into the ditch at this point. And this is the first day that water's been in this ditch. You can kind of see the cliff face below us here for the past 12 years. What sound? And it's kind of the first time these gates have been wetted for quite some time, too. And eventually, you'll see it's coming down. We're now in the center of Wade Valley here, and there's a huge holding pond there in the center, which has been used for fire protection in the past, but it also has the potential for really great habitat. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of our final project up here, is before the water escapes, Wade goes in back into the neighbor's property, we're beginning to build these large wetlands around the lake, these shallow areas with islands, and we're doing tree islands and plantings and sedges and carex and all these great wetland vegetations that pretty soon this is going to be a very, very nice area. There's already wood duck and other nice birds that like to use this area, but it's going to be good. So beyond this, and I'm probably getting close to my time here, and I know you guys are probably wanting lunch here also, we've been able to introduce more ideas to our ranchers. So before, they've been focused on the ranch, the conservation, and the environment. but they're learning now that they can be important parts of our community, parts of education, parts of this larger voice here. And Carly and Cindy were amazing. They came out with us. We brought the entire Diamond Valley Middle School, close to 76 kids, on a bus tour of the ranch, where we could give them a tour, hike them around, and talk directly about the improvements that the Rivers and Ranches grant has done. So here we're coming back. We just came across the bridge, and they're getting to meet the horses. This is Colonel Goofball, if I remember right. That's the little nibbles here. But we had the watershed game where people learned, where the children learned about the watershed. We did plantings where we talked about soils and about the environment and what plants need. We gave tours of the ranch. We did water quality testing with them. It was just an absolute fabulous time. And the week after that, we also had the fourth grade at Beach and Middle School down with us, too. And we did a very similar thing, a little smaller scale. As part of this grant, too, and we want to thank you a whole lot, you've also offered to be a sponsor for our Alpine Aspen Festival. And this is another way we're bringing the ranches into our community, where we're bringing this voice of environmentalism can be tied to education in our community. And so a big part of this is we're having a ranch tour this year where people are going to go between 3 and 4 ranches ending on the Ace Hereford, talking about the improvements that have happened. And there's lots of other discussions going on now. I'm talking to Valerie right now about potentially them starting an Alpine label for their beef in the area and creating this conservation beef label and setting standards for clean water, you know, that you have to meet to be able to use this label and things like that, which is good for them. They can charge a little bit more, but they're talking about ways that they can return some of those back to restoration within the watershed itself. So this has been an amazing opportunity. It's been huge. Our website for the Aspen Festival is up right now, and you've seen the first flyer here, so this is the beginning of our advertisement, our campaign. And we're sure really happy to have the Water Board logo on there. So thank you so much. And any questions?
Mr. Jardine.
A quick observation. I thank the Watershed Group. You've all done a fantastic job and all the volunteers. If you look back 26 some odd years ago, the county supported Hope, Faith, and Charity Valley going into public ownership. There was proposed development there at the junction. So the work that you've done has just been fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Pumper?
Well, it's no wonder Mr. Jardine is so proud of you guys. This has been a really encouraging 2 days. Thank you very, very much.
Mr.
I had no idea all this was going on. Really good work.
Very exciting. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And we'd love to have you up. We have more restorations going on now, so we're working in the East Fork and some of the OHV issues there. We're working with SNC for our watershed protection from fire and things like that. And we're doing a partnership with Grover Hot Springs State Park and working with them to do improvements to the meadow up there and restorations and bring some of the user-created trails out. So please come down. We'd love to give you guys a tour of all our projects and we can keep you entertained for a while. Thank you.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Any other comments for tonight?
No, that's it. I'm just grateful to see all the Rivers and Ranch planning go to a great, great effort like this. To see that water quality and grazing and flourish together.
So thank you very much, everybody, for sitting through and listening to all this great information. And with that, the July meeting of the Law Board is adjourned.